Welcome to In the Word with Minister Anthony Smith. So elated that you can listen to this podcast as I look to be a blessing to those who just simply need a word from the Lord. Today we're going to look at what happened on the day of Pentecost. What happened on the day of Pentecost? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to read from Acts, the second chapter, a few of the verses. And I'm going to be coming out of the New Living Translation. And it reads thusly. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk. That's all." Once again, what happened on the day of Pentecost? What happened on the day of Pentecost? We need a better understanding of what really happened on the day of Pentecost. We may never fully understand all that happened, but we must respond more completely to that event if we are going to be what our Lord would have us to be. We celebrate Christmas because it marks the coming of Christ into the world. We celebrate Easter because of the victorious resurrection of our Lord from death and the grave. We should celebrate Pentecost as the time when the Holy Spirit came. Because we have neglected the significance of what happened on the day of Pentecost, we are undernourished, impoverished, incomplete, uninformed, unequipped, ineffective, and in many respects, unsatisfactory in our Christian witness. What really happened on the day of Pentecost? Well, we have to first understand Pentecost was a Jewish religious festival. Pentecost was a day of historical significance. It came 50 days after Passover and commemorated the giving of the law of God to Moses on Mount Sinai. Pentecost was a day of agricultural significance in that the Israelites made an offering to God as an expression of gratitude for the completed harvest. Pentecost was a sovereign, gracious act of God. Pentecost was not merely the natural result of the concentrated efforts of the earthly followers of Christ. That which was experienced on the day of Pentecost was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 29. Pentecost was the gift of the exalted Christ to his church, Acts 2 and 33. So, Pentecost was also the baptismal experience of the church. John the Baptist predicted that Jesus Christ would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire, Luke 3 and 16. When Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he spoke of the baptism of the Spirit as an experience in which people of all conditions, classes, and colors have been brought into a unity with Jesus Christ by means of the Spirit, of a Spirit baptism, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. A knowledge of Old Testament symbolism indicating the activity of God is absolutely essential if we are to understand what God was seeking to communicate to his people and concern his people on the day of Pentecost. In this event, God was speaking to his church. God was also speaking to the Jews and to the world concerning his church on the day of Pentecost. So note that right there. God was also speaking to the Jews and then expanded and to the world concerning his church on the day of Pentecost. There was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. The Hebrew word translated wind is used three different ways in the Old Testament. It can refer to breath, the breath of life. It is also used with reference to the desert wind rushing violently across the land or blowing softly in the evening. This word is also used as a reference to the Spirit of God. The sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind symbolized a manifestation of the presence of God to the Jewish people on the day of Pentecost. Tongues like as fire. These tongues were not fire, but rather were like fire. Some Old Testament background is helpful at this point. The Lord appeared to Moses in a bush that burned with fire, yet was not consumed in Exodus 3 and 2. The Lord led the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt by means of a pillar of fire, Exodus 13 and 21. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest in which the God who answered by fire was to be worshipped as the true God, 1 Kings 18, 24. When Solomon had dedicated the temple, the fire came down from heaven, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 and 3. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good and his mercy endureth forever." 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 3. The tongues of fire fell on each of the 120 in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. At Pentecost was similar to the activity of God at the time when Solomon's temple was dedicated. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop right here, but I will resume at a later time and finish the rest of this so we can get a full understanding of the meaning of what happened on the day of Pentecost. So I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. And like I say, I will conclude this so we can get an understanding on what happened on the day of Pentecost. For the Bible says, out of all thy getting, get a good understanding.